Yesterday, we're dealing with the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. He pointed out various possibilities whether, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Chiddush, that in several respects, Bias Mitzri is not considered to be Maisa Bia, is that only as far as the Issur LeBaal is concerned, is that even as far as the Issur LeBaal? And explicitly, the Machlokas were shown within the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. We pointed out the various possible ways of understanding the Sugyas according to each possible approach, either answering on technical grounds or perhaps one simple teretz, and that is Rabbeinu Tam certainly would admit that the Issur LeBaal exists. It's just that Bias Akum, Bias Mitzri, is not considered to be a Maisa Bia to the extent that it creates an Issur LeBaal. In resolving the kasha that the Rush rate from the Sugyan Sukkah of Sun Sota and Afavav, we pointed out that perhaps fundamental machlokas were shown as to whether in fact Maisa Bia is necessary for cases of Sota. Maybe after all that is needed is what the Gemara calls the Kpeda de Baal Talya Milsa, and if that's true, even if one should assume, technically speaking, that in many respects the Bias Mitzri is not considered to be a full Maisa Bia, certainly is considered to be a breach of Ishus, certainly a violation of the Pasuk of the Tima Mal the Isha, and therefore one can understand why it is that that is relevant for the elements of Kinui and Stira. And then we pointed out the following Chiddush, that once you come to that point of arguing that when it comes to Kinui and Stira, Beda Dabal Tali Milsa, one can perhaps argue a step further, that is exactly the difference between Issur LeBaal as opposed to Issur LeBaal. As far as Issur LeBaal is concerned, there we require an absolute Maisa Bia. And that's the Chiddush Rabbeinu Tam, based on the Pasuk of Zirma Susim Zirma Sam. When it comes to the concept of Baal, maybe that's not true. Anything which is considered to be a breach of Yishus, any Maisa Yishus, that is considered to be sufficient to create the Issur LeBaal. With that in mind, to Miyashiv, the Kashas the Rishonim against the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. There is another relevant issue, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that Bias Mitzri is not considered to be a Maisa Bia. However, when it comes to the concept of the Issur LeBaal, all that is necessary is a Maisa Yishus based on the Pasuk of the Tima Mal Ba'ashim. The same Chiddush can be formulated when it comes to Truma as well. After all, we know that, let's assume, you have an instance of Nibla Labasala. Let's assume, for example, you have an Ashes Isha Zinsa. In that instance, right, she certainly would not be allowed to subsequently eat Truma. If you look at the Rambam, Nefesh Truma and Perek Zayin, Halacha Chavalev, that's where the Rambam writes the following Chiddush, a sugya that we've seen earlier, the Rambam paskins that Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. Even if it's an illicit relationship, a case of Ramon HaKohen Gadol, or a Grusha HaKohen Hedya, the Rambam writes that Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. We dealt with that at great length, right, based on the very opening sugya. After all, how can the Rambam define Yisun as being Yichud Haray Labiya? The kasha that the Ran raised in our sugya, that means by definition you should not be able to envision chuppah for an illicit relationship of a man l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutz l'kohen hedyo. How can then the Rambam paskin yesh chuppah l'psulos? So we discussed the possible chiddush that yesh chuppah l'psulos is only when it comes to chavi lavim, for example, or chavi lavim v'esei, mashenken when it comes to nida, which according to the Rambam sheet is considered to be gili arayos. And that was a suggested chiddush, that chuppas nida, that uniquely is the problem according to the Rambam, precisely because nida is considered to be bichlal harayos. Mashenken when it comes to chavi lavim, or chavi lavim v'esei, there the Rambam writes, just as there is tfisas kedushin, there is tfisas nisuin, and that's the psak halacha of the Rambam, that yesh chuppah l'psulos, despite the fact that at times there will be an iser involved in the nisuin, for example, grusha v'chalutza, or a case of manu l'kohen gadol, or a case of yichud an yom ha-kippur. Good? So the Rambam in that halacha in the Choshchumas per exayin halacha chavala of yesh chuppah l'psulos, the Rambam writes the following chiddush, that if nichnasu l'chuppah, afal pishlo nivalu, that's what the Radvaz points out. The Rambam writes, if you have an illicit relationship, aman l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutz l'kohen hedyot, in such a case, that woman will disqualify herself from eating truma based on nichnasu l'chuppah. So the Radvaz writes that it seems clear from the Rambam that afal pishlo nivalu. The Rambam does not write that once be a curse on nivalu pasla psala. No. The Rambam writes that nichnas l'chuppah is sufficient, even if there was no maisa bia. This is what the Avnei Nezer points out. It's found in Avnei Nezer, a very short tshuva, in Simen Reish Nun Beis. That according to Rambam Shita, nichnas l'chuppah alone is sufficient to render this isha psula the truma, even though no ma'aser bia occurred. So you see, that's related to the chiddush we're discussing, even within the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, that sometimes what can disqualify a woman, right, is an actual ma'aser bia. For example, nivula pasula. What will render a woman, according to Rabbeinu Tam, forbidden to the Boel, is an absolute ma'aser bia, and the chiddush Rabbeinu Tam, that would not include bias mitzri. However, when it comes for the iser labal, there the chiddush was that a ma'aser ishus, irrespective of ma'aser bia, that itself can disqualify the woman. That itself can create an iser labal. So even in the case of katan, according to the Rambam, you need gzeras hakasuv, or even in the case of shachu, for the havim in the Gemara derech evarim, obviously, no ma'aser bia, but nonetheless, a ma'aser ishus, even without ma'aser bia, is sufficient to create an iser labal. This pashut pshat is the Rambam shita when it comes to achilas trum as well. That if in fact there is any ma'aser ishus with one who the Torah says one is not allowed to marry, the Rambam writes a chiddush, that's yesh chup lepsulos. That will disqualify her from achilas truma, even though it did not reach yet that level of nivul lepasla psala. That's the chiddush of the Rambam Shita, of yesh chup lepsulos. Chupa alone will render the woman psula truma. That's what the Rambam writes. One can ask, how can that be? Where do you see that chupa or ma'aser ishus can create an iser, irrespective of nivul lepasla? That's our whole chiddush within the Shita Rabbeinu Tam. That's what we understood the Rambam, and that's Sugyan Sot and Avchavav. The Rambam Shita, exactly like the view of Rabbeinu Tam in that respect, that you have individuals who are incapable of ma'aser bia, but yet there's kinui, there's stir, you can have an iser labal. So that's the chiddush that the Rambam writes at Huad Dinami regarding yesh chupa lepsulos. See, one could have argued that that chiddush of the Rambam Shita of nifas lechupa maybe is only a din d'rabbanan. Normally speaking, chuppah entails nivul apasala. So therefore, the Rambam writes, if it's already nichnas l'chuppah, already at that point in time there's nisul truma. But the Rambam does not indicate at all that this is only a din d'rabbanan. The Rambam seems to indicate that this concept of yesh chuppah l'psulos is a din d'araisa, that you can have a ma'aser ishus that creates an iser independent of the bi issue. Now, that is the precedent of this Rabbeinu Tam. Now, the difference between Baal and Boel, and maybe that's exactly the chiddush of the Rambam, that any ma'aser ishus of an amana l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chalus l'kohen hedyo, irrespective of ma'aser bia, that already creates an iser as well. Wanted to discuss a further element of Rabbeinu Tam. Tosus quotes the chiddush of the Rabbeinu Tam, that after all, the Gemara applies the pasuk of zirmasusim zirmasam, the Sugin Yivamas and Dapsariches, and Rabbeinu Tam says that this is not only true when it comes to Yuchsin, but rather this means that just as when it comes to Yichis, Zirmasusim Zirmasam, the Mitzri, the Akum is excluded, Hu Hadinami, that it doesn't have a Chaloshim Bia, the Chodava. The objection here in Artosus to this Sheet of Rabbeinu Tam seems so clear. How can you go ahead and extend but the Gemara mentions Zirma Susim Zirmasam Yivamos Tariches in the context of Yichis and say that therefore Ein Bia So Bia. How can you say that's true? That's exactly the kasha that the Rivah raises. Now, of course the Gemara applies the pasuk of Zirma Susim Zirmasam when it comes to Bia Sako. What does it mean? Rachmana Afgrei Lazare but Tafklin in Yuchsin. No? Hani Mile De Enochius. But you mean to say that that means it doesn't qualify as ma'aser bia? What right do you have, right, to make that giant leap? Apparently the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam is that no, this is one halacha. Not as the Rivah writes that these are two independent issues. One is an issue of yuchsin. What is the lineage? The other is this al-pidin recognized as being ma'aser bia? Mehechatesi, that that issue is haba hatalya. Apparently, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that is not true. That yichus is absolutely dependent on ma'aser bia. The yichus of the vlad to his father, right, is only al yedei bias aviv. And therefore, the fact that the Gemara assumes that ein lo chiyus, so that must mean that ein lo ma'aser bia. That's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, that these two halachos, in fact, go hand in hand. This is very relevant in light of the sugya that we discussed earlier, in the very beginning of the Zman, when we were talking about the definition of arayos. He pointed out that the Gemara Yevamos in Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis discusses the sukkah of sugya of Akum Habab As Yisrael. Is the Vlad kosher? Is the Vlad a mamzer? We assume Akum Habab As Yisrael, the Vlad is kosher. So the Gemara raises the following kasha: why should that be so? We always assume that mamzerus goes hand in hand with itfisas kedusha. Why is it that the Vlad is not considered to be a mamzer if you're dealing with an aman l'kohen gadol, a grusha l'kohen hedya? The answer is because after all, there is tfisas kedushin. It's an illicit relationship, but if the Torah recognizes ishus, the Vlad is not considered to be a mamzer. And that was exactly that sugya in Yevamos Naf Mem Tes, that hakol moldim b'bala nida in a Vlad mamzer. How do you know that that's true? The Gemara quotes the pasuk usihi nidasa alav. You see from the pasuk that there is tfisas kedushin. Well, if there's tfisas kedushin, ein havlad mamzer. Good. With the machlokas, the Rambam and Rabbi Natam, does that mean need to is bechal arayos? No, it's a separate isurbiya, despite the fact that it's not arayos. But the drush of the Gemara is clear. Tfisas kedushin goes hand in hand with mamzerus. So if someone was involved with an isur erva, the vlad is a mamzer, and there's no possibility of tfisas kedushin. So the Gemara says, no, if that's true, who had the nami when it comes to Akum Babas Yisrael? Regarding Akum Babas Yisrael, there's no possibility of Tfisas Kedushin. So how can you argue that the Vlad is kosher? The Vlad should be a mamzer? No? The Gemara says, how should that be different from the case of Eishes Av? After all, the whole assumption of the Gemara is when the Pasuk mentions, Lo Yopa Mamzer B'Kal Hashem, we're dealing with Arayos specifically, this Rav Eishes Av. So therefore, anything which is dum yed eishes av, just as an eishes av, there's no possibility of tefisas kedushin. So too, whenever there's no tefisas kedushin, the vlad is a mamzer. So if that's true, hu hadinami, when it comes to evid va'akum. So how is it that we assume halacha that that's not true? Evid va'akum babas Yisrael, the vlad is kosher. Good. So here there are two gersos in the Gemara. The gers that we have is the following. There's a fundamental difference between Eish Esav as opposed to Akum. The Gemara says that Mal Eish Esav, the Didei, lo tafsa b'kedushin. But Lachrine tafsa kedushin. When you're dealing with Eish Esav, Arayos, it means there's an impossibility of marriage to you. You cannot marry your sister, but someone else can marry her. It's not a categorical Issa. Mashenkin Lafuki, the Gemara says, Ovid Kochavim in Eved, lo tafsa b'kedushin klal. There's no tfisas kedushin for anyone. And therefore you cannot pattern Evid Va'akum after the case of Eish Esav. So what exactly was the Chiddush of the Gemara? Maybe one could argue it's worse. If in a case where there's no Tfisas Kedushin for one, but yes for others, the Vlad is a Mamzer. So if the Tafsu Kedushin Klal, the Vlad is not a Mamzer, why should that be? So he explained the Chiddush, Rosh Levitchik, the following. Now the Gemara is telling you the definition of an Isser Erva. If something is asr lava, mutalachrina, that indicates it's an isr kurva, it's an isr erva. An eishes ishes, permitted to her husband, but asr to others. Achoso, permitted to you, mutter to others. That's the definition of arayos, it's an isr kurva. If you have something which is categorically forbidden, listen, in such a case, that is not considered to be arayos. That very sugya that you saw yesterday in Sotan Achabav, the Gemara says, ein znus lebehema. Mishka Behema, your Chayiv Misa. But technically speaking, that's not called Gili Arayos. That's a categorical Isser. It's not an Isser which is dependent on some kurva, some element of Yichus. So the Gemara is telling us that clear Kiddush. That when it comes to Mamzerus, Tfisas Kedushin is an indicator. That's not the sole Koveya. Tfisas Kedushin will indicate that this is an Isser Erva. But if you have something where there's an impossibility of tfisas kedushin, but it's categorical, lo tafsir kedushin klal al pidin, that is not considered to be an isser erva. If that's true, what is the chiddush then that the Gemara is presenting? The distinction between what we call isurei bia as opposed to bias arayos, gili arayos, and mamzerus is only a result of an isser erva. So the Gemara seems to be saying, if one understands this fashion, that you cannot have mamzerus unless you violate Gili Arayos. And Eved Va'akum is not considered to be an Isser Erva. That was the whole chiddush of that Rabbeinu Tam and the Sefer Yashar, the Chelek HaTshuvos and Siman Pei. We discussed it blank. That Nida is not called Gili Arayos. We don't assume Ein Dover Shebe'er V'Pachos Mishnah applies to Nida. Nida is called Yisir V'Heter. The whole source tells us writes in Gittin Daf Beis. Avin Echanem Bisurin comes from the Parsha of the Safra Love. Nida is not called Arayos. So obviously, Abayu says, Nivamos Nafim Tes, Hakom Odim, Bola Nida, Ein Havlad Mamza. This is what Rav Moshe assumes in the Tshuvas as well. The two Tshuvas I asked you to take a look at, Neven Ezer and Chela Galev Simen Yud. And in Ebenezer and Chela Gimel Simen Yud Aleph, that without a violation of Gilei Arayos, there's nothing to discuss. There's no possibility of Mamzerus. If you look in Chedush Yerashma, in that Sugn Yevamos and Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, the Rashba quotes a Tshuvas Rav Haigon with a very different teretz of the Gemara, a very different girsa. The kash of the Gemara again, why is there a difference between Akon as opposed to Eshasav? The teretz that we have is Lav Achrina, in the case of Akon, Lo Tafse Kedushin Klal. The teretz according to Rav Haigon is the following great kiddush. What is the definition of Mamzerus? When a person has a father and has a mother, he is Nisyache Sachar Ha'av Achar Ha'em. A person has a father, a person has a mother, and there is no possibility of Tfisas Kedushin. It would be a case of Pani Bala Pnuya, simply out of marriage. That's not Mamzerus. The person has a mother, has a father, they were not married, but Tfisas Kedushin is a possibility. But let's assume a person would have parents with an impossibility of Tfisas Kedushin. That is the definition of Mamzerus. One who has a mother and has a father who could not possibly have married each other. So let's assume, for example, Eishes Ish. So the person has a mother, a person has a father, they could not have married. There's no Tfisas Kedushin Beishes Ish. In such a case, the Vlad is a Mamzer. Imo, Achoso, Bito. The same halacha. Good. Nida, of course, is not considered Mamzerus. Why? Because the child has a mother and has a father who could have married each other. There's Tfisas Kedushin Mishta Nida. Nida does not result in Mamzerus. Separate Zerus Okosu. The definition of Mamzer is the impossibility of Tfisas Kedushin. So what's the teretz then? For Eved Va'akum. The following Kedush. Does that meet that requirement? Where this child has a mother and a father with impossibility of Tfisas Kedushin. So that's the Chiddush of Haigon? Absolutely not. Why? You don't get to first base, Rav Haigon writes. No? A mother and a father with an impossibility of Tfisas Kedushin? No. This child, Al Pidin, does not have a father. No? His yichus is only that of the mother. The father is a guy. Eved Vaka Babas Yisrael. So Al-Pidin, biologically, he has two parents. Al-Pidin, he has two parents. No. Al-Pidin, he has a mother. He has no father because Zirma Susin Zirma Son. There is no Yichus in between the father who is a guy and the son who is a Jew. How can you have Yuchsin, right, of a Jewish child with a non-Jewish father? That, Rav Haigon writes, is the teretz of the Gemara. Good, there's no possibility of Tfisas Kedushin. But Mamzerus means when you have yichus of two parents, right, who could not have married? Here, Al-Pidin, that is not true. What is the chiddush of this girsa of the Rashba? It's not just simply a chiddush in terms of good, an alternate understanding of the difference between Eish Esav as opposed to the case of Akal Abbas Yisrael. Well, that certainly is true. But there's a fundamental issue. According to the gears that we have in the Gemara, the way the Rav understood the Gemara, the Rav Moshe explains the Gemara, the Tshuvas, you cannot have Mamzerus without Gilei Arayos, without violating an Isser Erva. it would be impossible, according to the first heretz of the Gemara, to envision a bias heter that can generate mamzerus. That's the definition of mamzerus. A child who is produced as a result of a violation of Gilei Arayos. According to the Girsa of the Rashba, that's not true. We could have envisioned that Akal Babas Yisrael, the Vlad, could have been a mamzer. The teretz of the Gemara is not that, obviously not, because there was no Isser of Gilei Arayos. The teretz of the Gemara is, of course, that's called a mamzer. Because mamzerus means Yuchsin without Tfisas Kedushin. And Eve Vakum Eina Ben Misiaches Achareihem. But there is no requirement of a Bias Isser to create mamzerus. So you'll ask me as an example, let's assume for example, a mamzer marries a giyoris. That's not a Bias Isser. But the child is a mamzer. Of course the child's a mamzer. That's not because you are creating mamzerus. That's simply because his yuchsin is that of a mamzer. Now everyone agrees that if a parent is a mamzer, the child will be a mamzer simply by virtue of yuchsin. But the gears that we have in the Gemara is to create mamzerus. The parents are not, the child is. Creation of mamzerus can only be al yedei gilei arayos. According to the gears of the Rashba, that's not true whatsoever. Akum is not called an Isser Erva. But nonetheless, we could envision the possibility of mamzerus, if not for the fact that it doesn't meet the requirement of Av Ein, with an impossibility of Tisas Kedusha. Why is this so crucial? We had mentioned earlier in the year the Tosfos Nivamos, on Daf Tezayin Obeis, Dremaskol Kasavar. That very Gemara, Memhei Mudbeis, writes it's a Machlokes. We paskin Eved Bachlo Babas Yisrael, the Vlad is kosher. But it is a Machlokes Tanayim. There is a Deya, the Gemara says, Alibid Rabbi Yekiva, that holds Eved Va'akom Hababas Yisrael, the Vlad is a mamzer. Tosfos is very bothered. How can there even be such a Deya? That Eved Va'akom Hababas Yisrael, the Vlad is a mamzer. Tosfos says, Bishlamah, if you're dealing with Eved. Eved is an Isser. Eved, Hababas Yisrael, is an Isser love. So one can understand Mamzerus. Midaraisa Tzabias Isser. One can envision a Machlokes Tanoim as to whether that Bias Isser is sufficient to create Mamzerus. But Akom Hababas Yisrael. Where did that Isser come from? Akom Hababas Yisrael. So if you're dealing with, right, the Maisa Via Bifar Hesia, that's the sugya you're familiar with called Kanoin Pogimbo. But let's assume the regular Isser of Akam Hababas Yisrael under normal conditions. What Isser is that? Tosfos writes that's a very, very chomor and very, very early Isser Drabanan. Bezin shall shame Gozer. The Bezin of shame already made such a gzera. So if Akam Hababas Yisrael is only an Isser Darabanan, meaning that Midaraisa it's a Bias Heter, how can anyone assume that the Vlad is a Mamza? How can you have such a Shita? Forget about whether you paskin that way. How can you have such a Shita? So Tosfos has two Deos. The first Teretz of Tosfos, unbelievable. It's not a steer whatsoever. There's nothing wrong with arguing that on the one hand it can be a Bias Heter, but on the other hand, the Vlad is a Mamzer. Tosfos writes, unbelievable, Mikomakom, Mamzer, Daraisa. It's not a stira. You can have a Bias Heter that creates Mamzerus. And the second day of Tosfos is that's not true. Even that day in the Gemara that says, Alko, Babas Yod Vlad is Mamzer, Tosfos writes, Lohavdi Mamzer Midrabanan. Not a Mamzer Daraisa. It's only Mamzer Drabonon. It's an Isser Drabonon, Mamzer Drabonon. And Tosfos concludes Vaharishonika. Those two days in Tosfos are pretty crucial. Those two days of Tosfos are exactly this question: can a Bias Heter create Mamzerus? A According to the first Teretz Tosfos, absolutely yes. It's not a stira whatsoever. And according to the second day of Tosfos, not true. If the Isser is only Isser Drabbanan, the Mamzeris can only be Drabbanan. Tosfos writes for Rishonim that Mamzeris does not go hand in hand with B.S. Isser. Rav Schechter pointed out, this is what he writes in Eretz HaTzvi, in Siman Tazayin, that the Chora, these are exactly the two Girsos of the Gemara Nivah, Amos Nafim Hamad Beis. What's the difference between B.S. Akum as opposed to Eish HaSav? If the Gemara is telling you that Eish HaSav is an Isser Erev, then Akum is not. You can only have Mamzeris with the Isser of Gilei Arayos. Yeah, that's like the second Teretz HaTosfos, Nivamos and Dafte Zayin, that a B.S. Heter cannot create Mamzeris. That's exactly the Teretz of the Gemara. It's not even enough to have a B.S. Isser. You require Gilei Arayos. But Tosfos writes, V'harishonika, that you can have a Mamzer Darayos with a B.S. Heter. What then is the Chiddush of that Sugni Yevamos Nafem? Hey, Poshup Shat like the Chiddush of Rabbi Gam. Nothing to do with B.S. Isser Gilei Arayos. A father and a mother with an impossibility of Tfisas Kedushin, that creates Mamzeris. That's why we assume Eved Rachav Avos Yisrael Ein Avad Mamzer. They're discussing two very different issues, two different shitas. Tosfos is working within the shita Havad Mamzer. The Gemara Yevamos Mustaf Memhei is working within the shita Ein Avad Mamzer. But there's a clear common link, and that is that you do not require a violation of Gilei Arayos to create Mamzerus. And therefore, we who assume that Ein Avad Mamzer, it's not because there was no Isser Erva, but rather because the Yichus is only Lachar Ein, not Lachar Av. That's a pretty crucial question. Now, to what extent is a B.S. Isser required to create Mamzerus? That tshuva that Rav Moshe discusses deals with the issue of artificial insemination. Can it possibly be that the Vlad could be a Mamzer? Let's assume you're dealing with a married woman, Eish HaSish. And let's assume that the Zera is from another man who is Jewish. Would the Vlad be a Mamzer? Rav Moshe writes as a Davar Poshut, absolutely not. There was no violation of Gilei Arayos. There was no Isurei Bia. How can you have Mamzerus? So Rav Moshe writes, one thing is clear, that the Vlad is not a Mamzer because there was no Isra of Gilei Arayos that was violated. In such a case, that cannot create Mamzerus. Without the Via d'Arayos, there's nothing to discuss. So Shefter just points out the following. That's all fine, but the gears that we have in the Gemara. But once you see the tshuva of Rav Haigon, or the Chiddush the Tosfos Nivamos Naf Tezayin Mabeis, that a B.S. Isser is not a requirement from Mamzerus, then in principle, one could envision Mamzerus even with the B.S. Hette. So the fact that there was no violation of Gilei Arayos is not necessarily an absolute proof that Ein Avad Mamzer. So good. We'll assume the halacha as Rav Moshe writes, like the girsa we have in the Sugni of Amos Nafim Hei. You need a violation of Gilei Arayos. And even that Chiddush HaTosfos is only within the shita of Rabbi Akiva. There's Mamzeris of Chavi Lavim that we don't paskin like. But Aliba de Ilchasa, you require Yisrael. But what about according to that Girsa Rav Haigon? Would the Vav be a Mamzer or not? All you need according to Rav Haigon is the child has a father and a mother with an impossibility of Tfisas Kedushin. What about in this case? child has a father and mother and possibility of Tfisas Kedusha. So here, right, Rav Shechter pointed to the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. How does Rabbeinu Tam know that Bias Nochem is not considered to be a full Maisa Bia in these respects? What's the answer? It's Meferish Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Zirmas Susim Zirmasan? Akum. Eno Yichis. So the Rivar writes, what does Yichis have to do with Maisa Bia? What's the Chiddush the Rabbeinu Tam? That no, that it's one halacha. That whether Benom Yisachar Yisacharav goes hand in hand with Maisa Bia. So therefore, if the guy writes, the Gemara tells us, Zirma Susin Sirmas No Yichis, it means Ein Biyaso Bia. So if that's true, what would the halacha be in this particular case then? In this instance of artificial insemination, that was the Chiddush, Rav Shechter suggested, there should be no problem of mamzerus, lefi Rabbeinu Tam, even if you have the girsa of Rav Haigron, or even according to Tosus. Because the definition of mamzerus, according to Rav Haigron, is a mother, father, with impossibility of tfisas kedusha. But what would the halacha be in such a case? According to Rabbeinu Tam, there can be no yichis without Maisa Bia. The two halachos, right, go hand in hand. That's exactly Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush of our Gemara. Zirmasus and Zirmasan, right? The context is yichis, but it indicates in Biyaso Bia because yichis is created through Maisa Bia. So a chiddush. According to Rabbeinu Tam Shita, in that instance, artificial insemination of the Gemara has in Chagig and Daftesvav, Mizabar Bamatya. So in such an instance, again, the Yichis would only be Achar Ha'em, it would not be Lachar Ha'av, and therefore in Achinami. You don't even meet the requirement of Mamzerus according to Vaigon. This would be comparable to the case, right, of Rabbeinu Tam, of Zirma Susim Zirma Sam. In Bias Akum al Pidin, it's not a Maisa Bia. Right? In the case of artificial insemination, in reality, there is no Maisa Bia. And without Maisa Bia, you cannot have Yuchsin. So therefore, this would be a further example of al Pidin. A child who would have a mother, not have a father, and therefore there's no possibility of Mamzerus. Not simply because we paskin like our Girs in the Gemara. Even if you send the Girs of Haigon, or even if you send like the Tosfos Nivama Sarishon Iker, you don't require Arayos, but you require Yuchsin. And maybe that you don't have. This is a fascinating issue in the very beginning of an Ezer. If you look in the Chelkas Machokek, right in the Daf L'Shulchan Aruch, right in Simen Aleph and Sivkot Yud Ches, and you look in the Beis Shmuel, in Sivkot Yud, there they discuss the case of Misabar Rambatya, the Gemara Chagiga, and Daf Tezvav, whether the Vlad is Misyaches La'achar Ha'av. The Beis Shmuel quotes the Shita of the Smak that writes that even without Maisa Bia, Misabar Rambatya, nonetheless, is considered to be Beno L'chol Dabar, there's Yuxim. Paul Shemshat, that Shita of the Smak is against our Rabbeinu Tam. Because if you assume you can have Yuchsin without Maisa Bia, as the Bishmorai's name of the Smak, these are two independent halachos entirely. So in such a case, that's exactly as the Rivar writes. Where in the world, Rabbi Natam, get this Kiddush, that Yuchsin and Maisa Bia go hand in hand? According to Rabbi Natam, could not be. That's a further crucial machlokes. Number one, is there yuchsin without Maisa Bia? Number two, right, is there mamzerus without Yisurei Bia? Those are issues relevant, right, to this issue of Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva. If you look in that tshuva of Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe writes a chiddush nifla. Right? If you take a look in Chelek Gimel of Ezer, Simen Yud Aleph, Rav Moshe assumes the following chiddush. Without the violation of Gili Arayus, you cannot have Mamzerus. So Therefore, one thing is clear. In that case, artificial insemination of the blood is not a mamzer, even if the birthing mother and the donor cannot have married each other. Rav Moshe quotes the Gemara in Kedushin and Avdalim and Amon. We discussed this Gemara earlier as well. The Gemara says, let's say you have a Bas Kohen who's married to Yisrael. See, even though earlier in her life she was allowed to eat Shruma, Bas Kohen. Yisrael, the Yisrael, she certainly cannot. What happens, let's say, if her husband dies? So then, she's allowed once again to eat Shruma. The Pasuk says, when is that true? That she can once again eat Shruma, that is only if Zera Eimah. But if she has Zera, in such a case, she will not be allowed to eat Shruma once more. So the Gemara Kedushin Daf Dalet, mentioned this often in the Parsha Shirin, that Tosas Nivamos Daf Chav Beis Mabeis. What does the term Zera mean? So Tosas comments, Nivamos Chav Beis Mabeis, that Zera is very different from Ben. Zera spans generations. Ben refers to the next generation. Kivitzok Yikar Lafazar. Zera means Afidu B'nei Bani. So therefore, the Gemara says that let's assume, for example, right, this Bas Kohen, who is married to Yisrael's husband, died. Let's say she has no children. The children died. But she has a grandchild. The grandchild will not allow her to once again eat Truma. She has Zera. The Pasuk says Zera Eima. The Gemara raised the following issue. But Zera normally means even B'nei Banim, but only Zera Kashin, not Zera Pasul. What happens if she has a child who is Pasul? Let's say her child is a mamzer. Would that prevent her from eating Truma? So the Gemara has a drasha. Zera Eima. Ayin Allah, if she has any Zera whatsoever, not only B'nai Banim, but even Zera Pasul, that disqualifies her from eating Shema. So that's the drush of the Gemara. Bas Kohen is married to Yisrael, who has Zera, even if her husband should die, she cannot eat Truma, whether that Zera is a great-grandchild, or even if that Zera is a Zera Pasul, not Zera Kosher. So Tosus is bothered by a simple kasha. Very small Tosus. What do you need a pasul to tell you that Zera pasul? How did this happen? How did it happen that she is a Bas Kohen who is Nisha Kshera who has a son who is pasul? How did that occur? What's the answer? It must have been Nivula Pasula. How did she have Zera Pasula? It must be there was an illicit relationship. She married a mamzer. Nishas Isha Zimsa. How is it possible that the mother is Nisha Ksher and the child is a mamzer? It must be Nivula Pasula. So of course she can't eat Truma. Forget about the Zera issue. Even if she wouldn't have a child. Nivul Apostle Psela, as we discussed. That's Tulsa's discussion. So what do you need a Apostle for? Ayin Allah, Fila Zer Apostle. So Tulsa quotes the Terence of the Reed. Or he writes the following Kiddush, of course you don't need a Apostle for Zer Apostle. Zera tells you afilu b'nei banim. Eima ayena love is a drasha pasul. The Ri says no. The drasha is for grandchildren who are psulim, not children who are psulim. Children who are psulim, of course, you can't eat truma. That means she herself did something wrong. Nivula pasula. But you can have mamish nisha kshera, who did absolutely nothing wrong. Her child did something wrong, and the grandchild's a mamzer. So zera zara pasul. Is why you need a pasuk for Zera Eima. That's what Tosa says, a simple shakla v'tari. So that Tosus sets up a certain challenge, no? What's driving that whole Kasha Tosus? You can never have a case, where she is Nisha Ksheira and the Vlad is a Mamzer. Cannot be. Must somehow be Nivel Apostola. You can never have such a case. Is that true? You can never have a case that she is Nisha Ksheira, innocent of everything, and the Vlad is a Mamzer. That's what Moshe writes in that Shuvah. Unbelievable Kasha, and incredible Teretz. What about this case? Yisamar Mabatya. What about this particular case? Let's assume it would be the issue of artificial insemination. What the Gemara has. That's not Nivel Apostola. So what do you see? That would not create Mamzerus. Even it's assumed, let's say she is an Eish HaSish. And the donor would be Yisrael. The Vlad will not be a Mamzer. Okay. But then Rav Moshe goes a step further. That's really true. But according to what we just said, terrific. The following case. Let's assume, for example, the donor would be a Mamzer. That's what Rav Moshe discusses. What's the status of the Vlad? The donor would be Mamzer. If you'll tell me, like our Chiddush Rabbeinu Tam, that without Maisa Bia, there's no Yichus at all, again the Vlad would not be Mamzer. Let's assume, for example, that no, like as we discussed, the Chalkis Machalkik, the Beis Shmuel, the possibility, Ariel Benol Chodavar. So here Rav Moshe writes an incredible Chiddush. That just like without a Maisa Bia, you cannot create Mamzerus. Moshe writes this incredible Chiddush. That the whole halacha of Haloch Achar Psulo, whenever you have parents, no, if one is possible, the child is possible. He's a mamzer, she's a mamzer, it doesn't matter which one. If one is a mamzer, the child is a mamzer. Moshe writes a pretty incredible chiddush. That's only al yedei maisa bia. Even if you assume the girsa we have in the Gemara, all the girsa in the Gemara tells you is that you can't create mamzeris without isuri bia, without gilei arayos. Moshe's incredible chiddush is you can't perpetuate Mamzerus without a Maisavia. If a Mamzer marries a Gioris, good, there's no Yisr. But the Vlad is a Mamzer not because of a Rayos, not because of an Yisr, it's a Bias Heter. You're not creating Mamzerus, you're just perpetuating. Rav Moshe writes, it's unbelievable Chiddush. That halacha, perpetuation of Mamzerus, is only Dafka Ayyadei Bia. That's an unbelievable chiddush. And that's why Tosfos was so stuck. Even in the worst case scenario, where the donor is a mamzer, the child will not be a mamzer, because without Maisa Bia. So that's what Tosfos does not even entertain this as a possibility. You'll never have a case where you can have an Isha Ksheira with the Vlad being a mamzer, unless it's Nivel Apostle of Psalm. That's a pretty incredible chiddush, no? The Mishnah discusses, for example, in Kedushin of Samach Tes, what we touched on now, God's Kedushin, is there any way to mitahar mamzer? What was Tosus's kasha? In Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel, if God's Kedushin can be used as a way of being mitahar mamzer? No, if the Holy Easter was one of Eish HaSish, do something now that will cause the Kedushin to retroactively know. So Rabbeinu Tam answered that, yeah, it can happen. We don't allow such a thing. We know that was the kavana. It's not. If you look in Shita Kabetzes and our sugi, there are alavai shiitaru. That's lashon Shita Kabetzes. Good. This is a possibility. Any other possibility of being mitar mamzerim? So Rabbi Tarfon, that's the Mishnah in Kedushin, Daf Samates. Rabbi Tarfon has a possibility. Also an incredible case. Let's assume you have a man who's a mamzer. Is there any possibility that his child will not be a mamzer? Let's assume, for example, this man would marry a non-Jewish woman. And they would have a child. The child's a goy. Not a mamzer, a goy. Let's assume that child would convert. The child's a Jew, not a mamzer. Right? There's a major technicality, you know? No, this mamzer is not allowed to marry a goy. Rabbi Tarfon says the following Kiddush. What about a shikha? Let's assume that this mamzer would marry a shikha knanis. That's mutter. A mamzer is allowed to marry a shikha. What would the child be? Right. Little avadim knanim. Now, once he's mishachar, that's it. Full Yisrael. Without mamzerus. Now, that's Rabbi Tarfon's Kiddush. You want to be mitar mamzerim? Let the mamzer marry a shikha. Very interesting issue of halacha, whether that can be used as an aid supposed to discuss this. The mamzer, the woman's planning on converting. Can you tell the woman, but don't convert right now to become a full Bas Yisrael? Convert to become a Shivka Knanis. Don't tell the mother-in-law. Right? The daughter's a Shivka Knanis now. And then after the childbearing years, right, so then she'll complete the conversion, right, then she'll be a full Bas Yisrael. Right, the possibility of being Matar Mamzeri, that only is only going to work where Tarfon says in one direction. If he is a Mamzer, it's not going to help if she is the Mamzeres, because the Yichas will always follow her. According to this Chuvah of Moshe has, it's a pretty incredible Chiddush, that Mamzeres can only be passed through Maaseh Biyah. Therefore, Moshe writes, and again, incredibly, that even if the zera comes from a mamzer, the child is not a mamzer. It's only al yedei bia that can occur. Our issue with the Rabbeinu Tam, the two girsos of Haigon, is whether you can create mamzerus without yisrei bia. But poshav shat perpetuate mamzerus. That simply depends on yuchsin. Rav Moshe writes now, even transmitting a psul can only be al yedei bia. That's a pretty incredible chiddush. Take a look at that shuvah Moshe has. To an extent, right, this is very relevant to our shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Right, because Rabbeinu Tam assumes that yuchsin and maaseh biyah will always go hand in hand. Without a maaseh biyah, you can't have yichis. Right, and that's exactly zirma susim zirma sam means that there's no maaseh biyah for akum. And there's no Easter of the Baal, maybe even a Easter of the Baal. That should be very relevant to our issue of Mamzerus. And then the Chiddush of Moshe has that possibility of perpetuation of Mamzerus as well. We have to get to the heart of this again, right? Of Yaharet Bal Yavor. What Tosus here raises, Tosus is Raya. I don't know if this is true, that Bias Nafri is not considered to be Gili Arayos. Tosa says, that's that sugi in Sanhedrin. Right, the Gemara says, what do you mean, regarding Esther? Right, Esther Pahesia Havoy. The Gemara does not ask, Gidei Arayos. Because it's not called Gidei Arayos. It's only Esther Pahesia. And what's the teretz of the Gemara? Tosa will quote, no, that case is different because Karko Olam Haisa. Let's see exactly what the teretz of the Gemara is. Karko Olam Haisa. This will start already tomorrow. Take a look at the sugyas of Yarek Le'avor, the sugyam Yuman Daf Pei'beis, the sugyam Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalet. Take a look at the Tosasin. Right, exactly what the Gemara means. When is Gilei Arayos Yarek Le'avor? When in fact it is not. Take a look at the Chiddush of Reb Chaim. Right, beginning Hochos Yisodei HaTorah Perakei Halacha Aleph. Take a look at Reb Elchanan's Chiddush. Right, in the Kovetz Ha'aros. In Simen Memches, the Rebbe Chanan deals at length with what exactly do we mean by Karka Olam Haisa. is it merely a difference in Sheval Tasa or Kumbese? Right, or is the Gemara telling us something which is, in fact, very, very different? Take a look as well at the Tosus and Avodah Zarah and the Chav Zayin Wabeis. He touched on this briefly, the Machlokas Tosus and the Rambam, whether one has a right to be Moser Nefesh, Lifnei Mishur Sadin. The Rambam writes, Perakepo Fasusori HaTorah, if the Torah insists, Yavra Vayihareg, you do not have the right of Yehareg Vayavra. And Tosus and Avodah Zarah, Chav Zayin Wabeis, Ramas Chayachal, debates that issue. And then take a look at the following. The Ran in Shabbos, Adav Chav Beis and Beis Nadab in Harif, Yeramaskal v'makshu. That's where the Ran discusses this issue. Right, Dav, Yeharg v'yavor, so to speak, the Nimrushur Sadin. And then take a look at the Mukayosin. In Sanhedrin, Dav Yud Zayin with Beis Nadab in Harif, Yeramaskal Karka, where the Ran and Yosef discuss exactly what does the Gemara mean, what's the definition of Karka Olam. Then if you have a chance in Sanhedrin, we'll touch on the Machlokas, the Balamor, the Ramban, right? Really relevant, Tarsun here. But what exactly does that Gemara mean, Lidush L'Honashari? And what are we afraid that they would do without this? They would be Mosin Nefesh, they'd be putting themselves in a situation of Sakana. Do they have a right to do so? Is that a Chiv to do so? Right? Is it an option? Right? Is that called Gidei Arayos? This will have to simply tomorrow and begin this. Okay, so stop.